If you've been watching the World Cup, you'll have seen dozens of soccer teams singing their national anthems before the game. But some anthems are better than others. At least that's the view of the organisers of a national anthem competition in Switzerland. Mandy Sami has more.
When you think of Switzerland, the images of mountains, of chocolate, of clocks, and above all, a nation built on tradition. But while some things will never change, the anthem, it seems, is no longer sacred.
The text is really old. It's a mixture between church song and weather forecast. It talks about our nice lakes and mountains, etc. But, I mean, this you can say about the Himalaya and the Pyrenees and about the mountains. You have in Australia or wherever.
Lucas Niederberger is running the competition to come up with a better anthem. As head of the 200-year-old Swiss Society for Public Good, he says most Swiss struggle to remember the current lyrics.
It starts, "If you, God, come in the light of the morning sun, I see you in the ocean of the sun."
The Swiss psalm, as it's known, was composed by a monk in 1841. 140 years later, it became the official anthem. Critics say it's too hymn-like and at odds with modern-day Switzerland.
A big part of the population thinks that the text is too old. Only 3% of the Swiss can sing the national anthem by heart. And the actual Swiss anthem, it's a church song. But we have many people who are not linked to a special religious denomination. They cannot identify with the actual anthem.
More than 200 people have sent in what they hope will be the winning tune. But making a final choice won't be easy. Switzerland has four official languages, German, French, Italian and Romance.
There are people who say you will never ever find a new text, a melody that all Swiss can vote for. This is a challenge that we find something that will be liked by at least the majority of the population.
Entries have closed and it's now up to the 30-strong jury, including poets, yodelers, musicians and members of sporting associations, to come up with a shortlist of the best 10. But the Swiss are nothing if not thorough. After the shortlist is posted online, the public then votes for the top three. And then it's up to TV audiences to choose a winner when the finalists perform at a national music festival next year. Mr. Niederberger says the winning entry will be submitted as a suggestion to the government, which could then put it to a national referendum.
The government cannot ignore it. He has to do something. He's free to ask the parliament, his cultural commission, he's free to ask the cantons, or he can even do a referendum and ask the whole population.
Mr. Niederberger says like a lot of things in Switzerland, it's going to take time, but he's confident eventually there will be a new song that all, well, maybe most, Swiss can relate to.
Mandy Sami.